on this Friday. I realize today is Good Friday. And so we'd like to just invite you to be part of a service. We're going to have a Good Friday service at 6 o'clock at Bible Fellowship Church. We're going to do communion. And so we'd love for you to be part of that. So if you don't have anything planned for tomorrow night around 6, come and join us for a Good Friday service. As far as today, as you think about Good Friday, there's so many different things that you can be thinking about on this day. I found something doing my Abide 21, which would have been Wednesday's devotional. I was reading through. So that's Matthew chapter 26, 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment on, he sought an opportunity to betray him. I have never seen the words, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" I've just been thinking about what was going on in Judas's heart that he could say the words, "What will you give me? I have the power to deliver him over to you." That has just blown my mind as I think about all the things that Judas was a part of, all the things that Judas saw Jesus do that he was never able to do, but yet for some reason in his heart and mind, he believes that he can turn or deliver Jesus over to the chief priest. And he'll do it for, 30 pieces of silver, so it's not a lot of money. And so as I was thinking about that on Wednesday, and I realized, today's Friday, and so I've been trying to process in my own heart and mind, what are areas in my life that I think that I have control over? Or what are the areas in my life that I think, I got this. It's going to be okay. As I read Judas, and so as you, enter into this Good Friday, I just think it's be important for us to be really careful that we don't go through the routine, we don't go through the motions, that we really start asking ourselves maybe some of the harder questions so that we're guarding our hearts. I mean, Judas obviously was not asking himself any of the hard questions. Judas was not thinking about, some of the lessons that he had seen Jesus teach, the words that he had said, the demonstration of the power of his life. He had not processed all that well. And so now he thinks that he is capable to deliver Jesus over to the chief priests and the Pharisees. And so a red flag for us, and we've said this verse often, in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. It is the wellspring of life. And so I think at times, I'm listening to a Let's Talk. I'm reading my Bible. But what areas do we really need to consider that we think that we're in charge? Because if we don't do this, then there'll be things that we're going to, little roads that we're going to run down, things that we're going to process, things that we're going to do, things that we might even say that we, might not necessarily be sin, but it probably needs to be something that maybe I needed to ask the Holy Spirit. Do I really need to say this? Journeying along in our 21 days, a lot of us have set aside things that we're, kind of looking forward to. We're one day closer to Saturday, so we're looking forward to maybe eating sweets, or I'm looking forward to drinking some sweet tea again. We fasted. We fasted for 21 days. We set some things aside. But maybe it's an opportunity for us to say, well, maybe there's some more things that you want to do in our hearts. Maybe we need to do a better job of guarding them. Maybe we do a better job of setting our mind on things above. Maybe we need to be reminded this morning, Philippians or chapter 1, verse 6, be calm of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you. So he's still working. He still has something to do in your life. And so just, you know, a little phrase in the middle of Matthew chapter 26 that I had not seen before. And so it's caused me to think and process and pray and listen as I end my 21 days and as we get ready for Good Friday. And so just want to encourage you to maybe just think, what is there something, what area of my life do I think I've got it all taken care of, that I've got control over? Father, thank you for the opportunity to celebrate Good Friday, to celebrate Easter weekend, for you to be part of our lives because your son gave his life so that we could be adopted into your family. And so, Lord, we need your help to guard and listen well and protect our own hearts. And so thank you for the reminder as we looked at Judas. May we be careful as we end our 21 days of prayer and fasting as we get ready to celebrate Good Friday. So thank you for the reminder. Thank you for your word. In the name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.